As the summer months continue on, our forecasts continue to provide bleak outlooks. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State meteorologist Chip Redman explains the current weather conditions across the state of Kansas.
We had that moisture in June and even some in early July that brought some hope, but now a lot of those long-term forecasts are being verified with current conditions as well as the forecast for the next few weeks. We've had really, really dry conditions across the state. Most of the state has not received any rain. The only exception to the rule is far northeast Kansas, where they got very heavy rain in Brown County, Atkinson County, even into as far west as Nemaha County. But other than that, really, really only very isolated moisture amounts fell across the state this week.
Redman explains that compared to normal weather conditions, the summer has been an unusually dry and hot season.
So right now, precipitation-wise, we average anywhere from an inch in the eastern part of the state to about a half inch to 0.6 inches of rain in the west on a weekly basis. So we need that much rain just to break even. And well, for a lot of the places across the state, they haven't gotten any rain in the last 2 weeks. And as a result, we've seen departures grow as much as 2 inches in places. So obviously, a bad situation. And we factor in the temperatures. Our normal temperatures are warm, but we've been consistently warm. And warmer temperatures increase evaporation and really decrease the amount of impact rainfall can have. And in the rainfall we have seen, it's fallen really hard. And so when it falls fast and hard, it tends to run off, it doesn't soak in well, and it doesn't have a lasting impact.
While water quantity concerns are of course relevant, Redman reminds listeners that water quality should be considered of the utmost importance as well.
Yeah, you know, earlier in the summer, we had some water quantity concerns, especially for some areas in the southwest, and we haven't heard of any reports yet. However, when we start to look at projections going out in the future with persistent dry conditions and really above normal temperatures, that concern is definitely going to return and probably return quickly. I know to our south, in Oklahoma, there are several cities that are starting to put on water restrictions because the availability is becoming more limited. And then any water we do have, especially surface water, we start to look at a water quality concern. When we get less water, basically more toxins and more salts and things that build up in those ponds, that could lead to potential concerns when you're either irrigating with that water or watering cattle.
Providing an update on the latest weather outlooks and concerns over drought conditions, that was K-State meteorologist Chip Redman. For Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett with the K-State Radio Network.